Photoshop Wednesday number 21. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. TechPodcasts.com. GoDaddy hosting plans are now more powerful than ever. Best of all, plans start at just $3.95 a month. And no matter what plan you choose, your site receives 24/7 maintenance and protection in the GoDaddy.com world-class data center. Plus, as a 1 Minute Tip listener, enter code MINUTE when you check out and save an additional 10% off any order. All at GoDaddy.com. Today, we're going to get acquainted with the eraser tool. Push the letter E as an echo on your keyboard to select the eraser tool. Now, at first glance, the eraser tool doesn't look like it does much more than just erasing, but it's actually quite an interesting tool and is used a great deal. Let's get started by resetting our foreground and background color chips. This can be done by clicking on the small graphic in the bottom left-hand corner of the chip selector area, or pressing the letter D as in David on your keyboard to set the foreground and background color chips to default. Now, the reason for doing this is because the eraser tool in single layer mode really isn't erasing to nothing, it's erasing to your background color, which is now set to white because we reset the defaults. Now, with any tool, make sure you set your brush tip size first. So if you move out on your canvas with the eraser tool, press and drag, it will look like you're erasing to a white canvas. Now, let's say your canvas color was something other than white and you wanted to erase or look like you were erasing to that canvas color. Go ahead and select your background color chip. The color window dialog box will pop up. Now move your cursor out onto your canvas and click on the color you would like to erase to, and then click OK. Now you notice that your background color chip has been set to the same color as your canvas. So now when you erase, it appears that you are removing the top layer of pixels down to the canvas color. But in reality, you're just laying down a color that matches the canvas. Now let's take a look at some of the modes of the eraser tool. Up in your options panel, you notice that mode is currently set to brush, which is the default. So here's how it works. The eraser tool now is going to take on the attributes of the brush preset. Now that is just to the left of the mode that you've just set. So it says mode brush. You look a little bit to the left and you can see the brush is preset. This is how the eraser tool is going to erase. And a brush always erases with an anti-aliased edge, or a fuzzy edge. If you set the mode to pencil, you're now going to be erasing in an aliased mode, or a jagged mode. Now the last mode is block. When you select block mode for erasing, you're going to be erasing in an aliased mode, or a jagged mode. Now the strange thing about this tool is, when you zoom in on your canvas, this tip size will not increase based on the canvas magnification. So this tool can come in really handy when you're trying to remove a pixel or two. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or addition, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com and be sure to check out the video for this tip now in both standard and iPod video formats at www.oneminutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.